You are listening to Meet the Libertarians, the official Libertarian Party podcast. In every episode, we're going to be interviewing a different Libertarian Party candidate or activist. Get involved by joining the Libertarian Party at lp.org/join.
Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, and you're listening to Meet the Libertarians, the official Libertarian podcast, where we meet Libertarian Party candidates and activists from all across the country. Today we have a very exciting guest because 2019, there aren't going to be as many races as 2018 as 2016. So basically, we got some really exciting races though. Now we have a special election early this year in Rhode Island for Representative District 68, which has some really interesting circumstances and an awesome candidate with William Hunt. So Will, tell us why Rhode Island has some hope with Hunt.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on, Alex. I really appreciate it. It's been a very interesting past few months, the highs and lows of the campaign. We were getting ready to, after losing the campaign, I earned about 35% of the vote. Was getting ready into the Rhode Island Libertarian Party was trying to do some postmortem and decide how we were going to move forward and get candidates prepared for the next 2020 election cycle. And all of a sudden, the news breaks in the beginning of December that the opponent that I lost to in the general election had some issues with his campaign finance reports. And what had happened was he had promised a number of local town council candidates that he was going to send out a mailer on their behalf. Then when they asked them for the information for their campaign finance reports, he, in fact, did not send out the mailer. So he doctored up an invoice and a check and sent it over as proof. It all came out in the news, and long story short, he resigned from his seat before he even took the oath of office.
Awesome. And fortunate for the representative, but now that you're jumping into this race, sort of what's your strategy? What is it going to take? How can people help you?
Sure. So this is my third time running. 2 years ago, I ran against a very moderate Democrat. There's not a lot of Republicans in Rhode Island, so a lot of the Democrats are dinos, Democrats in name only. And I earned about 38% of the vote against him in 2016. This new candidate was a very opposite, progressive, liberal, very well funded by the Rhode Island Working Families Party. He spent about $30,000 in his campaign. And I still managed to get 35% of the vote in that race. Now that the special election is coming out, candidates are coming out of the woodwork to run for this. And there's a total of five candidates that have filed their declaration papers, two Democrats, two independents that are really Democrats, and myself. So the fact of the matter is in a four-way race, which is going to eventually be in March, if I can maintain at least a third of the vote, I should have a very, very, very good chance of winning this election without any issue at all.
Awesome. And on that, since you, isn't that the first time you've run for the seat, you've got to know the district pretty well and the people of the district. What are the kind of things that the people of the district care about? What are the things that are they discussing, especially in this special election?
Sure. So I've been running consistently on a message of lower taxes and fighting for small businesses. And those have been the two main pillars of my platform. Rhode Island has some of the highest effective tax rates, not only for individuals, but as for businesses as well. And that's a pain that everybody can feel in their pocketbook. And that message has resonated very well with the constituents of District 68. And then small businesses has been another issue. I work in the property and casualty insurance industry, and I sell commercial insurance. So I work with small businesses on a daily basis. And the number of businesses in our state that are closing, the owners are getting to the age where they're just throwing their hands up and retiring and moving on with the next chapter of their lives. And there's not a lot of new entrepreneurs that are picking up the torch to carry on in a lot of these small businesses. And what you see a lot of is consolidation, acquisition, or the business is just going out of business, which is, having a exponential negative effect on our economy here in Rhode Island. And as all libertarians know, the reason why we have these government services, or not even government services, but the reason why there's roads, the reason why there's infrastructure, is to satisfy the needs of our small businesses, because without them, we're all looking for the same type of thing. We're all looking for a good education system, good roads, good infrastructure. So when we take care of our small businesses, it's going to trickle down and help out all of the residents of the state as well, not only in our government services, but in terms of jobs and, well-being in the community.
I totally agree. That's definitely been an epidemic across the country where state governments have taxed too much, regulated too much, force businesses to consolidate or go out of business. So this is an important issue that you're running on, and I thank you for running on that. But on that, let's get the people involved in your campaign so we can get you in office and make some change in Rhode Island. How can people out there help your campaign?
So you mentioned it earlier. My campaign slogan for the last few years has been Hope with Hunt. Hope is actually the state motto in Rhode Island. So if anybody wants to find me, all my Twitter handle, Instagram, Facebook, everything is Hope with Hunt. And my website would probably be the best area to get all of this information in one easy location, which is hopewithhunt.com. At the website, you can see my issues that I'm running on. You can donate to the campaign. You can ask me questions. You can volunteer to help out with the campaign. Even if you're not in the district, even if you're not in Rhode Island, there's plenty that we can have you do to help us with this campaign. It's a relatively small district. So any amount of money that we get donated or any volunteer help we get will have a very, very significant impact. We're only expecting about 2,400 voters to come out in the special election. So for such a small voter turnout, there's a lot of impact that we can have at the state government up at the state house in Rhode Island.
You guys heard that. This special election, 2,400 voters. So basically, we have to convince, at least a plurality of that to get you in office. And you can help that out, listener. You can contribute. You can volunteer. But don't wait. Get involved now, because when is that special election? What's the date?
March 5th is the special election. There's a primary on February 5th for the Democrats, but March 5th is the general special election.
So every moment counts, everyone. So head over to hopewithhunt.com and help William Hunt get this seat. So thank you, William, for being on the show today. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the audience before we wrap up?
Well, like I said, I think this is a great opportunity. This is a great test case in Rhode Island. I'm involved with the state party, and we're really using this as a launching point for us to start a lot of additional campaigns here in the state. Rhode Island has a unique opportunity with our small district sizes that the message of liberty can really resonate, and we can really make a lot of progress and headway in the state. So, the National Party really should perk up and use Rhode Island as a good jumping off point for the rest of the country, in my opinion.
Awesome. So thank you for being on the show today. And again, everyone, get involved.